Did you ever wonder how the Lost Colony of Roanoke became to be known as the Lost Colony of Roanoke? Or did you ever wonder about who Jamestown was named after? Well, if you want to know, stay tuned for ColeyCast number 41. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I will be your host. In this ColeyCast, you will learn about the story of Roanoke, Jamestown, and Plymouth. Since we're talking about the Pilgrims, we will also throw in some Thanksgiving, Pilgrim, and Turkey jokes. You will laugh so hard that your stomach will hurt after you hear these hilarious jokes. Thanks for tuning in on this segment. Now here's Gavin with all the facts about Roanoke.
Hi, my name is Gavin, and I'm going to teach you about the Lost Colony of Roanoke. It all started when Queen Elizabeth I granted Sir Walter Raleigh a charter. 100 men came to start the colony of Roanoke. They faced hunger and hardships and went back to England. Raleigh then sent men, women, and children back to try it again. John White was the governor. Everything was fine until White had to return to England for supplies. He was gone for 3 years because of a war between Spain and England. When he finally returned, everybody was gone. The only clue that was left was Croatoan carved into a tree. Croatoan was a tribe nearby and a nearby island. White tried to go to the island, but severe storm stopped him. That's why it's called the Lost Colony of Roanoke. Now here's Sean with Jamestown.
Hi, my name is Sean. I'm going to talk to you about the Jamestown settlement. In 1607, King James I granted a charter to settlers to go start the colony of Jamestown. Once they got to Jamestown, half of the settlers died from disease and undrinkable water. Then John Smith forced the gentlemen who didn't like to do physical labor to work. John Smith was injured and had to go back to England. The colony began to struggle without John Smith. Then women came to the colony and made food and helped out. John Rolfe brought tobacco to the colony as a cash crop. Many Africans were brought to Jamestown as indentured servants. Colonists started taking Native Americans' land to grow more tobacco. Native Americans fought back, but the colonists won.
Most likely you heard of the Pilgrims. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm going to tell you stuff about the Pilgrims you didn't know. In the 1600s, Europe was divided over religion. King Henry VIII started a church called the Church of England, and King James I prohibited worshiping outside of the Church of England. People wanted to have religious freedom. These people were called separatists. The Pilgrims went to the Netherlands, but they didn't know their language or culture. The Netherlands is a country near England, so London businessmen paid for the Pilgrims' trip to Virginia. Miles Standish was hired to protect the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims landed in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The Pilgrims wrote the Mayflower Compact. Only men can sign it. The governors of the Pilgrim colony were John Carver and William Bradford. The colony was named Plymouth. An Indian named Samoset greeted them. Massasoit and the Pilgrims signed a peace treaty. Unfortunately, half of the Pilgrims died during the first winter. Squanto, another Indian, helped the remaining Pilgrims to hunt and grow food. The Pilgrims feasted together, and that was called the First Thanksgiving.
My name is Maddie.
And I'm Drew. We are going to tell you some hilarious joke. Here's a joke. When did the pilgrims first say God bless America?
The first time they heard America sneeze.
I got another one. Why did the pilgrim eat a candle?
He wanted a light snack.
What does Thanksgiving and Halloween have in common?
One has gobblers and another one has goblins.
What did the turkey say before it was roasted?
Boy, I'm stuffed.
How can you make a turkey float?
You need 2 scoops of ice cream, some root beer, and a turkey. Do you get it? Turkey float.
What do you call an evil being that comes to get pilgrims?
A pilgrim reaper.
Well, that's it for joke time.
Back to Sarah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Drew and Maddie, for all those funny jokes. Now that you know all the facts about Roanoke, Jamestown, and Plymouth, it's time for ColeyCast number 42. See you next time. We'll be right back.